This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Violence is escalating in northeastern Syria. U.S. officials tell CBS News the American military came under fire at a coalition base this morning. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
That follows airstrikes overnight ordered by President Biden, targeting groups in Syria aligned with Iran. During Syria's 12-year-long civil war, Iran's been closely allied with the Syrian regime. U.S. strikes were retaliation for a drone attack yesterday on a base used by U.S. personnel in northeastern Syria.
The Pentagon says an American contractor was killed in that attack, and it describes the drone used as being of Iranian origin. TikTok CEO pummeled by lawmakers on Capitol Hill looking for assurances China isn't using the app to spy. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr tells CBS Mornings.
The most important thing that the TikTok CEO had to do yesterday was build some level of trust and credibility with Congress. And in that effort, I think he completely failed. Really, the trust is just bottoming out for TikTok.
Utah's just become the first state in the nation to restrict children's access to social media. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
In a video message posted on his website, the governor said,
as leaders and as parents, we have a responsibility to protect our young people.
That's why he signed a law that requires parental consent before kids can sign up for sites like TikTok and Instagram. The law also restricts the hours that the kids can spend online.
Social media companies know their products are toxic. They designed their apps to be addictive.
Lawmakers in Nebraska have advanced a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for trans teens. Senator Megan Hunt, whose child is transgender, has joined lawmakers vowing a filibuster to try to block that ban.
You literally don't know what you're talking about. You probably don't even know a trans person. You've never, ever gone through this. This is fake. This has nothing to do with real life. This is all of you playing government.
President Macron's plan to raise his country's retirement age is delaying King Charles' trip to France. CBS's Elaine Cobb from Paris.
France's presidency has announced the visit has been postponed after labor unions announced a new day of action next Tuesday. The king would have been in Bordeaux that day after the entrance to the city hall there was set alight during pension protests last night. The two countries decided to wait.
An overtime thriller in the Sweet 16.
Count the basket and Kansas State wins it!
Marquise Noel with the final bucket as K-State meet Michigan State 98-93. In last night's NCAA tournament on TBS, Connecticut rolled over Arkansas, Florida, and Gonzaga winners as well. This